You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Six finalist companies participating in the Genius NY program in Syracuse are receiving their share of more than $3 million in investments from Empire State Development Corporation. WAER's John Smith reports the teams are creating new innovations at the Tech Garden to advance UAS, or unmanned aerial systems, that supports the many applications of drones.
Some of the innovations range from helping grow agriculture to solutions for urban planning. Co-founders of Dropcopter, Adam Vine and Mike Wench, created their company to pick up where declining bee populations left off.
We are looking to bring our combination of drone-related pollen distribution to New York's upstate area. We see declining bee populations as being a crisis for food growers, and so Dropcopter is about making the most of the resources we have so that we can meet the food production needs we're going to see in the next 10 years.
Vine says the company has plans to further expand on the pollination of crops. Right now, they've been focusing on supporting almond growers.
Now that we almost have that under control, we're going to move into different crops. Next will probably be cherries because it's a seasonal business. Cherries bloom after almonds do, and then after that come apples.
Another company thinks it could supply instrumental data to urban planners who are determining what should replace the I-81 overpass through downtown Syracuse. Zachary Halbert from Quantifly specializes in UAS imaging technology.
We can provide urban planners with a map every hour over a period of several days so they can see how pedestrians are using the space, how bicyclists are using the space, how walkable is Syracuse, how does the city function around 81, and how can we use that data to make a more informed, wise, intelligent decision on what we should do with that space.
Six teams will remain in the year-long incubator and will present to judges their pitch for one of three top prizes on April 12th. The top prize is $1 million. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.